I read Back to School with a Class of Web 2.0, Part 3, by Brian Preisinger. Part of this article discussed educational blocking. Blocking has become one of the most effective learning tools in education today. It introduces students with new methods of communicating. It improves their writing and helps motivate them to find their voice. It makes learning fun. Educators generally block about school news, philosophies, and class activities. On the other hand, students tend to write about current events, personal beliefs, and topics related to their education. In blocking, there are no set rules, no boundaries, no restrictions confining you to conform your thoughts to any given set of rules and regulations. Times New Roman with 1-inch margins. You can write freely and at your own pace. Also, blockers can gain an audience from their writing. Unlike a school paper, blog posts can receive feedback from students, teachers, parents, and ultimately anyone in the world. It is also economic for you because you don't have to buy a flash drive to save the information, and also you can access it on any computer. Students really enjoy reaching out to the world, and they are so motivated by it that they want to write even more. They will describe how their day was, what they learned in the class, or even things they learned or read in the new start day. Blogging also offers Flickr. Flickr is an image and video hosting website. It is a photo sharing website which students use or people use to store, sort, search, and share their photos online. And this can be used in class by students or teachers or anybody that wishes. They can use Flickr to create presentations and slideshows which might illustrate poetry, document schoolwork, and to teach geography by integrating with Google Earth. Flickr has the ability to start online discussion about the image you post by allowing users to add comments under any particular photo. Flickr can connect the students around the world because each photo that gets uploaded to Flickr can have tags or keywords associated with it by the publisher, and those tags are searchable.